Just sing this one verse with me. Your grace and mercy has brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. And mercy has brought me through.
Hallelujah.
I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too.
Hallelujah.
Your grace and mercy has brought me through. Justice demanded that I should die, but your grace and mercy shall already be tried. I just want to
thank you, Jesus,
and thank you too, 'cause your
for his mercy. Thank God for his mercy. Hallelujah. Thank God for his grace today. By the grace of God, we are here. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I don't know about you, I'm glad that he did. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. What a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. We serve under the Lord Jesus Christ on this wonderful, wonderful day. I know, you know, we say it's cold outside, but thank God we're not outside. Amen. So instead of me complaining about how bad it feels outside, I'm going to thank God how good it feels inside. Amen. I'm looking on the bright side of things. Amen. I could be out there in the streets. Amen. No place, amen, to lay my head. But amen, what a wonderful God we have that allows us to have what we have and to endure the many, many blessings of the Lord. Amen. He didn't have to. Amen. I don't take the Lord for granted. Amen. I don't take God for granted because he didn't have to bless us. I'm glad to see, amen, the deacon drive up in his car, driving his own car, and walked in without a crutch. Amen, Deacon Calvert. Hey, glory to God. I tell you, God is good. Woo! Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I tell you, he's worthy to be praised. Amen. The enemy is defeated, and God is glorified. Amen. We love the Lord today. What a wonderful time, the season it is. And, you know, we hear all these joyful songs in this time of the year, but I thank God I can sing a joyful song in January. Hallelujah. I went to December and get in the Christmas mood. Amen. I sing my songs all through the year. Even the birds sing all through the year. Hallelujah. They chirp. I don't care what month it is. You hear them chirping outside. Hallelujah. They give glory to God, and we have a reason to give God some glory. Hallelujah! Amen. And the old lady, I used to, when I was in the church in Illinois some years ago. I remember this 80-year-old lady. She was in her 80s, and she would come visit it once in a while. But she'd get out on the floor, she'd take a shower. I mean, she'd dance in her 80s, and she always say, "I feel like running through troops and leaping over walls." I mean, we know she's gonna say that. I mean, she believed and praised in God. And amen. God said, "Into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His what? Courts with praise. Be what? Thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good." How many know God is good? Ooh, I tell you. Somebody said it's sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. We love the Lord. Gonna get into that word. Amen. Here brief shortly. And we know we have a full day today, but amen. The old song they used to sing when I was coming up years ago. All day long I've been with Jesus. It's been one glorious day. I mounted one step higher, moving on up the King's Highway. Hallelujah. So it's good to be in the house of the Lord and in these troubling times. And we know that news you hear is not always good if you listen to the radio and the TV. But one thing about it, I don't count bad. The newsman trying to say that you can turn him off or turn her off. Amen. But I have the word of the Lord has, this is good news. Amen. If you get tired of listening to bad news, amen, open the book, which is the Bible, and read the good news. The Bible is good news. The gospel is good news. Amen. I find my hope and my peace in the word of God. And God has declared that heaven and earth is going to pass away, but His word will not pass away. We love the Lord and we praise Him for His goodness and His mercy. We highly honor the Lord Jesus Christ on today. We honor, amen, our assistant pastor, Dr. Thomas Persley, and my own companion, second assistant pastor, Evangelist Jones, and Hilla Hamilton. Amen. Glad to see him back today. And Sergeant Deacon Minister Smith and Deacon Calvert and Deacon Duncan and Ministers Calvert and Duncan, certainly to the absence of our precious angel, amen, Evangelist Earlene Duncan. We thank God for all of you, amen, that make up this congregation. You know, God gave us a safe journey over the highway, and like Deacon Stevens said, you know, you don't know when you get on that road what's going to happen. And what happens in an instant. That accident usually just so slowly, boom, all of a sudden it happens. But I'm glad that God has blessed us over these dangerous highways all these years. And it wasn't because we were such good drivers. Amen. We've had near misses more than once. Amen. But by the mercy of God, I remember when we were coming back from Evangelist Teen's funeral down in Montgomery, Alabama. The other person was driving my car, and we went to pass his semi, and all of a sudden the rubber from the tires blew off. It boom, hit the windshield of the car. But thanks be to God, amen, we didn't have any serious damage. But there could have been a piece of that metal came off of that truck. But thanks be to God, He gave us the victory. So I don't take it for granted when I get here safely, and I think about all the years I've been on this road for the Lord, and amen, the highways were just ice packed and slippery, and I've seen a lot of cars slide off the highway in snow embankment. But all of those years, once in a while my car would fishtail, you know, like it wanna slip. I said, "Jesus, hallelujah." No car. The old car said, "Okay, I hear you." Hallelujah. And it straightened up. Amen. Never slipped off the road all of those years. It wasn't my driving, you know. I believe that God has a protective angel looking after His people. Hallelujah. Y'all don't have to believe, but I believe my angel is right by my side, protecting me wherever I go. And I give God the glory, and I don't get on the road without thanking God for a safe journey before I get there. Amen. And God has been blessing beyond measure. Amen. Today's December the 11th. We're moving on toward the end of 2016. And You know, wasn't too long ago we were celebrating New Year's Day, and here it is. Amen. The year is almost over. So that lets us know that life keeps moving. So you, whatever you got to do, you got to do it quickly. Because before you know it, amen, the time you have to do things is past and gone. So I don't want to be idle. I want to be doing the will and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So out of the word of the Lord today, we want you undivided attention to two scriptures. It's in the book of Luke chapter 9 verse number 62 and Matthew chapter 10 verse 22. Luke chapter 9 verse 62 and Matthew chapter 10 verse number 22. Luke 9 and 62 reads, "And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Matthew chapter 10 verse number 22. "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved." Can church say amen? Amen. May be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. From those two scriptures, we're going to speak from the text, "We must toil on." Subtopic is, "He that endureth to the end shall be saved." You know, the Bible is pretty clear that if you want to get to heaven, there are some criteria you must meet in order to get there. Now these two scriptures this morning have two simplistic things that God says you're going to need to do in order to get to heaven. As a matter of fact, he said, anybody who starts out being saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and go back, he said, you're not fit for the kingdom of heaven. He talked about a plow, but what it refers to the fact that once you started on the journey and decided not to finish that journey, then you're not fit to go to the place you started to go. And I think that's so prevalent in the church. Even when people start out enthusiastic about God and, oh, they just know God is so good, that testimony is powerful, and amen, every song that's up there upon the song, and every time they don't have to tell anybody to clap their hands and they shout all over the place. But time and circumstance, hallelujah, amen, that somehow the enemy confuses us about our praise. But I want you to know today, at 80 years old, I'm not confused about my praise, because I know the same God that saved me 60 some years ago is still the same God. And I want to think that I have the same enthusiasm about God that I had way back then, because God said he's God and he doesn't change. So God said, if I start out on this journey and look back where I used to be, you know, some folks sometimes want to reminisce about where they came from and how they, you know, born them good old times they had back then. And, you know, sometimes they'll make you look back, and especially when you get down in your spiritual being, because sometimes that happens. You got a dark day, and the devil bring up on those dark days, he bring back what you used to do and how much fun you used to have. And now you in church, now you gloom and doom in church. You didn't have no gloom and doom when you were in the world. I mean, that's what he tells you. But you really had a whole lot of gloom and doom, but the devil blinded your eyes. You couldn't even see the gloom and doom. So now that you can see it, and you don't know how blessed you are to be able to have gloom and doom and have God along with your gloom and doom to light up your day. Amen. But he says, we got to toil on. Then he said, you know, everybody likes to be loved, and they want everybody to like it. Listen, get real. Amen. Get into the real world. Everybody just simply not going to like you. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 10:22, he tells his disciples, "You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." That's okay. But he said the end result is Amen. He that endureth, he that goes through some stuff, at the end, you're going to be saved. That's all I need to know. Amen. When you're going through, you're going to be saved. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but I want to be saved because I just can't stand a whole lot of heat. Hallelujah. So I want to go to heaven when I leave here. Hallelujah. So God said, if you're going to be hated, but if you just hang on in there, you can be saved. And but some people in church, you know, sometimes want to give up. And there are a myriad of reasons why some folks don't want to hang in there. And we let these things sometimes hinder our progress in God. And sometimes it's simple things like our prayers are hindered. You know, we pray to God and we ask God for this, we ask God for that. It looks like nothing happened. Look like your prayers are just bouncing off the wall and everybody else seems to be being blessed. But here you are praying to God, asking God for this and that, and your prayers are not being answered. So sometimes we allow that to hinder us. But blessings delayed are not blessings denied. Sometimes God puts us in a wait mode. Amen. Yeah, God knows. God hears every prayer that you pray. But sometimes in order for us to get to where God wants us to be, sometimes God just says, I'm going to let them wait a while. So you got to learn how to wait on the Lord. And another thing that causes some church folks, amen, to want to look back is because sometimes while you're in church trying to do the best you can, amen, you get discouraging remarks. And sometimes they come from folks in the church. Lord have mercy. Amen. Folks that you least expect to talk about you, amen, they say nasty things to you. They give a nasty look to you. Let me tell you, listen. One scripture says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Oh, y'all didn't hear that. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. So when folks don't want to speak to you or they say bad things about you, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. There's so many, what did the song say? So many times that I didn't have a dime, didn't tell nobody but the Lord. You heard my plea, came to see about me. Amen. You crushed me down. He'll pick me up. Stand by me when the going get tough. I've got Jesus, and that's enough. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself, amen, when things are not going right. David, I believe the Bible says, when things weren't not going right with him, the Bible said he encouraged himself in his God. Amen. Sometimes you don't need a musical instrument to get you encouraged. You don't need a drum beat to encourage you. You just got to encourage yourself. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I praise God for saving me. So the Bible says then that you're going to be hated of all men. So prepare yourself to be hated on. I know everybody likes to be loved on, but sometimes in this life, reality says, amen, you're going to be hated on. But the Bible said, if I just endure to the end, I'm going to be saved. And sometimes we get discouraged because of our finances. Money gets funny. Hallelujah. Amen. We're happy. Oh, we got the money to pay all of our bills. And we're not behind on the car. No, we're not behind on the mortgage. But just get behind one, two, three. Oh, Lord, have mercy. What am I going to do? And then you begin to blame. I can't go to church. I can't sing today. I can't praise God today because my mind is on my finance. Amen. But the scripture says, amen, God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. So God's got a bank. Hallelujah, that can pay your bills. But if you complain, mumble and grumble, your bills are not going to get paid. But you got to praise God. Woo, glory to God. And sometimes, amen, your husband can discourage you, wives. Glory. Sometimes the wife can discourage the husband. Hallelujah, glory to God. Living in the same house, sleeping in the same bed. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But you gotta learn to say, honey, I love you now. Hallelujah. I've been married to you for 2, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. I know you by now. Hallelujah. Amen. I know you're not what you used to be. But amen. But you're still you. Hallelujah. Yo, I mean, you got to tell yourself, I love you anyhow, in spite of. Hallelujah. But when you tell your mate you're not what you used to be, you got to say, I'm not what I used to be either. Hallelujah. So we can't let our husband and wife discourage us. And sometimes we get hindered. Sometimes our children discourage us. Hallelujah. Lord, I raised this child up. I know I taught him or her better than that. Did I bring the right baby home, Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So sometimes you can get discouraged by what your kids do, but you can't allow your children or your grandchildren to hinder you. Lord have mercy. Nobody saying nothing. Hallelujah. Sometimes we allow loss of a job hinder our praise. Glory. But the Bible says, in everything, give God thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. Yes. Amen. So you lost your job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Before you got that job, you didn't have one. Amen. Hallelujah. So if God provided it then, he'll provide it now. But the devil has a trick out there. He's trying to make you feel like God has forgotten about you. But sometimes God will take stuff away from us. Because sometimes we get too caught up in what we have, we forget about God. Hallelujah. So keep on keeping on. And sometimes we allow our health to keep us from praising God. I've been sick. Oh, look like every time I tell you, get doctor bad report and Lord have mercy, I'm sick of this and I'm sick with this. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Hallelujah. Lord, then we begin to complain and mourn and say, oh Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, when you get sick, that's the best time to praise God. I said, that's the best time to praise God. When you don't feel good. Hallelujah. You got to tell this body, hey God. Sometimes I tell the Lord, you made everything about this body. Before I was even in my mother's womb, you formed all of these parts of my body. Lord, if that wrist hurt, hallelujah. You know where the pain is. You can move it. Sometimes you got to do some praise and talk. Hallelujah. That's okay to get crazy in the spirit. Say, Lord, listen, foot, you going to move today? Hallelujah. Oh, pain, you have to get out of this. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, I'm going to run today. Hallelujah. You said, I wasn't going to walk, but I'm going to, not am I going to walk, I'm going to run. Yes.
Hallelujah.
You got to get mean with the devil. Hallelujah. Got to wring his neck. He that endures to the end is going to be saved. So the Bible says then, you can't start out being saved and walking with God and looking back and wishing that you were back there. He said, if you do that, you are not fit for the kingdom of God. I believe that when you're going through stuff, a song is always something good to grab a hold of. We know how powerful the word of the Lord is. Certainly we want to do that. But songs are so uplifting. And you ought to have some kind of song that you can reminisce in your mind and you just sing it out.
Right.
And I believe that many of the writers who wrote songs wrote it out of that experience. I mean, they were going through some things, and the devil no doubt had told them they weren't going to make it. It's no need of you serving God, and you've been in church all this time. Look where you are. Glory. Amen. Your brother Two-Foot Sue Jones, he's out there. He got a house on the hill. He got 3 cars, and amen. And you walking around here, amen, don't have anything. That's what the devil says to you. So you're just give up and come on out here. Here's what I, devil said, I got all this stuff out here for you. You just come on out here and I give it all to you. And the devil allows us sometimes, a deacon, to begin to think about what he's saying. Don't entertain what the devil is saying. Just rebuke him right now. Say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every evil thought, every negative thought. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Yes. Hallelujah. And I believe, saints of God, that people that wrote songs, they wrote them out of their experience. Songs that I don't feel, no way is tired. You know, just think about what that person had gone through when they began to write that song. I don't believe they just sat down one day, just decided to write a song, but I believe they had been going through something. And they said, I don't feel no ways tired. Huh. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road gonna be easy, but I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Wrote that song just as it, but I believe they said that emphatically. Hallelujah. I'm not gonna give up because of what you said. And I'm gonna say a few songs, I'm gonna quit. And you know, when I was looking at these songs, I said, Lord, that's a song out of somebody's experience. You know what? You know Thomas, you've heard of Thomas A. Dorsey. He was a prolific. He wrote hundreds of songs. Hallelujah. He wrote hundreds of songs. And he said, his testimony was that when he was on the road one time, and you know, because he went, did concerts all over the world. Thomas A. Dorsey said he was on a road trip. And when he left, his wife was pregnant. He said he got a telegram from home saying, your wife just died. Then a few hours later, he got another telegram says, the baby just died. So he said, Lord, he told his friend, what am I going to do? Hallelujah. So here's what he did, he said. He took out his pen and he wrote, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand. I am tired. I am weak, I am worn. So he wrote that song, precious Lord, out of the death of his wife and child at the same time. So out of that experience sometimes, these folks wrote these songs, so I gravitate toward these songs when I'm going through some stuff. I remember my father used to sing this song a lot. Through the years I keep on toiling. Yes, yes. Lord have mercy. I mean, 80 years I've been toiling. Toiling through the storm and the rain. Watchfully, patiently wait until my Savior comes again. I am waiting, Lord, trusting in your word. Keep me from the path of sin. Hide me in your love. Write my name above. When, somebody say when the gates swing open, God, I want you to let me in. Oh, somebody wrote a song that said, when peace like a river attendeth my ways, when sorrows like billows roll, whatever my lot, you have taught me to say as well with my soul. Oh, another songwriter said, like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea, when the life storm of life are raging, and sometimes it's raging so hard, and all this fury fall on me. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna say to my soul, take courage. Take courage. The Lord will. The Lord will make a way somehow. Hallelujah. Another songwriter said, time is few. with swift transition. Not on earth a move can stand. Build your hopes. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God, to change in hand. Listen, saints, as I get ready to go to my seat. Hallelujah. Amen. When trials come, hold on to God. When pain comes, hold on to God. When tears come, hold on to God. When disappointments come, hold on to God. When sickness comes, hold on to God. Because all sickness is not unto death. Oh, when your joy is gone, hold on to God. Because the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, somebody say joy, joy, gonna come in the morning. So hold on to the morning. When the husband walks out, hold on to God. When the wife walks out, hold on to God. When you lose your job, hold on to God. For my Bible says that God shall, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. So if you need money, amen, God's got a bank. Hallelujah. Hold on to God. Hold on to God. Hold on to God. Amen. Reverend Clay Evans wrote a song. He sang a song about a young man who was about to drown. So his father threw him a rope. This young man cried out to his father. He says, Father, I'm going to drown. Amen. Because a rope is breaking. But he said, the father told his son, Son, don't concentrate on the break in the rope, but reach beyond the break. Reach beyond the break and hold on. I want to tell you, saints, as I close, if things seem to be breaking on you, reach beyond the break. Tie another knot in the rope and hold on. Because God knows, he knows everything you need. If you just need food, ask God for it. If you need a job, ask God for it. If you're not feeling good in your body, say, Lord, you're my healer. Tell God you want it. For my transgressions, you were bruised. For my iniquities, to chastise me. My peace, oh, was upon you, Lord. And with your stripes, I'm healed. Hallelujah. Hold on to God. Don't put your hand to the plow and look back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to do like the Bible says. Hallelujah. If you want what God promised you, you got to do what he says. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. If you don't feel good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I know something to make you feel good. The Bible says the joy of the Lord. The joy. Hallelujah. I don't hear nobody. I said the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength for the hearing. Hallelujah. Amen. As I said a few weeks ago, sometime when you're going through stuff, you got to stop and just mourn a little while and say, Jesus. Jesus, come on here, Lord. And amen. When you don't feel good, Brother Calvert, hallelujah, you got to kick yourself. Hallelujah. Just start kicking your legs. And say, Lord, I'm here, Lord. Hear me cry right now, Lord. And God will, he will see about his children. I don't know about my child. Hey, glory. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Help us today, Lord. Oh, God, we're down here, Lord. And we're in troubling times. But I'm so glad. You know all about our circumstances. God is speaking to somebody and saying, don't you worry. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, woo, gonna come in the morning. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel somebody's spirit today. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You don't feel right, but I stop by to tell you, if you give God some praise, if you give God some glory, amen, God will make you feel good. Amen. Because the Bible says God's going to wipe. I feel somebody's tears. But the Bible said God's going to wipe. God is going to wipe all tears from your eyes. Just hold on to God. Don't give up. Things are rough and tough, but the Bible said, God said, I never leave you, I never forsake you. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hey. Glory. All right, all right. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I'm gonna quit. Hallelujah, I think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I just thank God is good. Yes. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. I feel a kick coming. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. All of these years. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sit down through the years. God's been good to me. Oh, down. Oh, God's been good to me. Oh, God's been good. Down through the years, oh God. Years, oh God, oh.
Jesus.
Oh, yes. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yes. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wave your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, fix it, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm going to hold on to God. Amen. When everything around me is crumbling, amen, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ, his righteousness. I dare not. It's the sweetest frame. But wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God. Hold on to God. No matter what your circumstances are, he's our only hope today. Hold on to him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We have a video I want to play. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just listen.
Defeat you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Your situation, amen, won't defeat you. Won't be defeated. I've gone too far. Amen. From where we started from. God bless you. We praise the Lord for you. Amen. I believe that God is about to turn some circumstances around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Jesus. I feel it in my spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. God is about to turn some circumstances around. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you. We love you. Get ready to receive our offering and our tithing at this time. Amen. To give unto the Lord as He's blessed us to give. Because it's really